Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
But what we need to mention in the report is, Will was linesman, he was closest to it, and he saw the gesture during the celebration.
Yeah, but could you see who the gesture was directed at, you know?
Yeah, the crowd. Well, I couldn't see who in the crowd, but the gesture was made to the crowd.
So what should I put?
Put number 19 for the visitors.
Willie Amadou?
Yeah, Willie Amadou, number 19, Ashwood City, scored against Liverpool in the 63rd minute.
Yeah.
And during the celebration that immediately followed, he portrayed a violent gesture to the supporters.
Violent gesture?
Well, put gun then.
He mimed a gun.
He didn't mime a gun, Sam.
Well, what did he do then?
You saw what he did.
Yeah, he mimed shooting somebody.
Sam, he picked up the corner flag and pretended it was a machine gun.
Picked up the corner flag and mimed a gun.
Machine gun?
I can't put that.
Why not?
Because a gun is a gun. He mimed a gun.
Stop saying mimed. He used a prop. That's not a mime. He used a corner flag to illustrate. To illustrate an automatic weapon of some description.
Automatic weapon.
Put gun in brackets.
Why?
Well, automatic weapon, it could be anything.
Well, I'm all ears, Keith.
Yeah, well, it could be an automatic knife.
An automatic knife? What?
Yeah, you know, the one with the blades, they go back and forth really fast, you know.
An electric carving knife, you mean?
Yeah.
A carving knife. Don't put that.
Yeah, but in terms of avoiding ambiguity, automatic weapon...
Yes. We've established that the panel will either jump to the conclusion that Willie Amadou was replicating a fatal shooting or prepping a roaster at Toby Carvery.
Automatic car? A car could be a weapon.
The report is fine as it is.
Give me that.
Get out of this room immediately.
Oh, give me that.
Will!
Give me that report.
Take it!
I can't! She's got my arm!
Yeah!
Give it to me!
Keith,
give it to me!
Go! Make a copy! Tell the others!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. During the 2-1 defeat at Anfield, Ashwood City centre-forward Willie Amadou conducted what is being seen as an objectionable celebration. With the controversy still dominating the national conversation, marketing director Alex Morrison and head of communications Jess Tate are in overdrive to protect the image of both club and player.
Hold on then. Which one was White House Down?
White House Down is with Channing Tatum.
Well, what's that about then?
A military group attacked the White House and Channing Tatum has to protect the president from being killed.
That's Olympus Has Fallen.
No. Olympus Has Fallen is with Gerard Butler.
Well, what's that about then?
A military group attacked the White House and Gerard Butler has to protect the president from being killed.
Oh.
Now, is there any other reason for this call? Or maybe you can consider walking across the office and speaking to me face to face.
Hold on.
What?
They were both released in 2013, right?
Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
Can I get on with my work
now? You spoken to Patrick?
No. What's the word?
He thinks this has got potential.
What does?
The Amadou gun celebration.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad he's found a way to benefit himself out of a club crisis.
Well, yeah, it is Patrick.
Let me guess, he's trying to stitch up Gary again.
It would seem that way, yeah. He made me tell Gary that our sponsors and advertising partners are considering dropping us.
Does he not care that we have victims of gun crime who are deeply hurt and confused by this young man's actions? Does he not care that young kids look up to Willie as a role model and that he
They don't.
Oh, no, you're right. They don't. He's still a bit too shit for that, but you get the general gist.
We take a hammering in the press?
Yeah, self-righteous journalists clutching their pearls as usual. I haven't seen horses this high since the Trojan Wars.
Apparently he's done this before.
Has he?
Yeah, there's a clip on Twitter of him doing it when he was at Feyenoord.
God, well, you know what they say? There's no smoke without Feyenoord.
Gary's behind you. Just talk about something important.
Well, yeah, Alex. Look, I've spoken to Amadou's agent, along with some of my staff, and we're looking into clarifying his actions.
God, this is fucking tedious.
And perhaps reaching out to our young fan base and those affected by Willie's actions. And seeing if maybe we can actually,
You're still talking?
Like, look at a bridge-building initiative where this matter can really be resolved. Oh, hi, Gary. I didn't see you there.
You absolute
Alex,
tit.
I'm going to have to call you back, OK?
I'd rather you didn't after that wank.
Gary, you look...
Stressed tonight, because I fucking am.
Well, we've had a few interview requests for you today.
Jesus, fucking shoot me.
Okay, that kind of language isn't going to help.
You're right. Sorry. Fuck. You're absolutely right. Cancel them all. I'm on the BBC tonight.
You what?
BBC. Prime time. Going to defend this place and give that Amadou a right dressing down.
How did you get an interview with the BBC? Nobody's contacted me.
Well, perhaps I have other PR gurus out there, Jessica. Ever think of that?
Your eyeball's twitching.
I fucking wonder why.
So he used the corner flag as a gun. Big deal.
Oh, great philosophy, Jess. Have you seen these? Liverpool 2, Ashwood gun. Firing squad. The equaliser.
Yeah, don't get that last one.
Oh, look, they've put Denzel Washington's face on Willie Amadou under the headline, see?
Yeah, but why?
Because it was the equalising goal at the time, wasn't it?
Oh, right, gotcha.
So, look, what's the strategy now? Tell me we've got something planned. Tell me you've got something planned.
You tell me. You've sorted yourself a BBC interview.
I've got a conduct mentor coming in to speak to the players.
A what?
A conduct mentor. Just teaching sensitivity and responsibility. He's a big deal, you know. He does TED Talks and all that shit, you know.
Well, good luck with that.
You're coming.
Fuck's sake, why do I always get dragged into these things?
So, look, what else does this place do when something like this happens, you know, like, internally speaking?
Well, we're scrutinising the footage firstly. We've got to make sure that it's an unmistakable gun mime and not something else.
Scrutinising it? Who is?
Well, the person that gets all our match footage.
Which is?
Ready, aim, fire at will. Oh, God.
Woody, I don't think this is a laughing matter.
Look, watch this. He actually reloads it here, and then he goes again. Look, reload, and then he goes again.
Right, so I think we've concluded it's a gun.
Let me double check.
Is this his job?
In a nutshell, yes.
Nutcase. I think we're better off using the word nutcase.
I think Broom is offering some covering fire on one of these ankles, you know.
Fucking hell.
Oh, give the guy a break. He's not exactly a sharpshooter, is he? Very rarely hits the target, so let him celebrate.
Yeah, there's other ways to celebrate, Woody.
I'll tell you what. If any Ashwood player was to get hold of a gun, I'd want it to be Willie.
Why's that?
The lad couldn't hit a Ballon d'Or with a banjo.
Didn't Robbie Keane used to do a gunfire celebration?
Kinda. He kinda do that dad at a wedding forward roll, then he'd do that finger gun thing, didn't he? Well, he never fucking did it when he played for us, I'll tell you that
okay,
for free.
Okay, this is better. Any other examples we can use?
Tamori Ketsbaya?
I don't think kicking advertising boards has the same social impact of imitating gunfire towards football fans.
It was a McDonald's advertising board.
Is that supposed to make it better or worse?
I'm just adding context.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
McDonald's aside, where do we go from now?
Just ignore it. It'll go away.
Yeah, so will the advertising money, Woody. So will our partners. Is that what you want?
I just want to compete for Ashwood City on FIFA in the E-Premier League.
Woody, for the 100th time.
I know. I'm the sporting director. or whatever I'm called.
Exactly.
I'm 10 times the player that those kids are, though. Look under the TV. You see that?
Yes.
PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, Sega Mega Drive 2, 16-bit, Nintendo Wii for, you know, keeping fit in that.
Look, I'm begging you, Woody, to leave those esports kids alone. They've had a tough week.
Oh, it's about to get a lot fucking tougher, believe me.
Great. That's just fucking great, isn't it? Can you stop playing that match footage? I think we've established, we get it, he used the corner flag as a gun.
Hey, Gary, look, if you just watch this bit really slowly and add a bit of Ride of the Valkyries, it looks just like a scene out of Platoon. Or am I thinking Apocalypse Now? You know the one. It's great, isn't it? It's going to be a great gift, this.
You want to get out more sunshine? Jesus Christ.
Is that nothing?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Ashwood City FIFA eSports team have reconvened after a week off following their exit from the e-Premier League tournament.
The fact of the matter is, Josh, that they didn't let me actually take my controller.
They actually did. You just forgot it, didn't you?
I did not forget it. And also, the controller that they gave me had grips that were worn, like the R2 trigger was, like, sticky.
Neil, come on, you just weren't good enough. It's fine.
L3 and R3 were just, like, they weren't sensitive.
Right, you maggots, get in line.
Sir.
Tuck in your hoodies. Pop those zits. You, back straight. I said fucking back straight.
I have an injury.
Egg fucking excuse me.
I have a sporting injury.
And I have a sporting rifle. Let's see who wins. You can have a head start if you want.
I do, honest, I can't stand straight.
What fucking sporting injury did you possibly inflict on yourself, eh? Break your wankle. Pull your virginity tendons.
I have scoliosis. My posture affects my bones and they're contorted.
Yeah, well, I've got a fucking contorted bone to pick with you. Now tuck in that hoodie, like I said.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, sir, yes, sir.
That's funny. Because it sounded like okay.
No, sir.
Good. Now, the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am firm but fair. There is no prejudice here. Geek, dork, dweebs, losers, you're all equal to me. Hey, recruit. Did I say you could fucking speak? Hmm?
No.
No what?
No, sir.
What's your name, boy?
Josh.
And where are you from, Josh?
Devon.
Devon? I heard only Jeep truckers and sheep fuckers come from Devon. And you don't look much like a Jeep trucker, so I guess that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? Just don't cry, pal. I'm just trying to make a point, you know. Go and sit on the naughty gaming chair.
Yes, sir.
You maggots are gonna learn what it takes to be a true gamer. It takes discipline. It takes dexterity. It takes an inordinate amount of spare time and inattentive parents. Which is why you will learn my way. Drop and give me 20 hours on these games. Call of Duty, Battlefield, H1Z1, PUBG, Quake, Half-Life. You will learn how to master the art of war. Virtual war.
What about Fortnite?
Who said that? Who fucking said that? No, there won't be any fucking Fortnite. Did you not hear His Royal Highness Prince Harry talking about it last week? I believe that that game is played by self-obsessed layabouts. And Ms. Urzel?
I promised myself I wouldn't touch another violent game.
Aye, and I bet you also promised yourself you'd never intimately touch a girl, didn't you? Nothing? Pick up that controller. That controller is your best friend. You will sleep with it. You will clean it every day. You will give it a name. If we ever have another esports tournament like the one we just had that tarnished this good club's name, I will... One moment.
Woody, it's Christine. I've got someone's mother on the line here. They're saying you've been bullying the esports kids and subjecting them to games containing gun violence.
Oh, what?
I don't think that's a great idea during the Willy Amadou situation, do you?
No. No, I guess not. Sorry, Christine.
Don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to the boys.
Right. Who told their mum on me?
In reaction to the incident involving Willy Amadou at the weekend, Gary Briggs has organised a talk for the players on sensitivity, responsibility and guidance. Presenting the talk to the players is conduct mentor, Alistair Jones.
Responsibility. Big word, isn't it? What do we think of when we think of responsibility? Come on, guys, it's not a trick question. Yes, you.
Superman!
Superman. Right. OK. He's responsible. He looks after the people of Earth, even though he's not from here. And I don't mean that because a lot of you are foreign. Not sort of foreign, but of a different... national descent, a different origin, and I don't just necessarily mean ethnic origin, you know. Superman was a white guy, but he was from another planet. We can be the same origin, but be speaking a completely different language. I went to Cornwall recently, for example. Yeah, couldn't understand a single word. So, yes, Superman, a responsible alien member of the community.
Well, a bit more the same. With great power comes great responsibility.
Okay, that's Spider-Man. You're thinking of Uncle Ben's final words to Peter Parker.
Okay.
So, yes, with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man, very good. Of course, there are lots of Uncle Bens that we know of in pop culture. And of course, Michael Sheen was the most recent who has had an incredible career.
Christ alive, who did I let talk me into this idea?
This is your guy. There's also Why is he up there talking about fucking Spider-Man?
Alex's suggestion, not mine.
Right.
What about the one
you fine with that? That it came from Alex? It's no big deal. If it was my idea.
Trust, of course, Alex. Uncle Ben's
and you don't trust me?
Is important,
thanks.
And that is a responsibility.
Should I?
No, definitely not.
Consumers of the rice.
What are you talking about rice for?
Yes, of course. Sorry.
I've got to answer this.
A bit on a tangent there.
Yes?
Jess is Eric Shaw's, Willie's agent.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, love. You?
I didn't ask how you were, but I'm fine. Eric, can I direct this call to someone else? I just don't typically deal with agents. It's not because I hate them or anything.
It's about Willie. We've been speaking to their family and they're just a little bit concerned at the moment about the club and that they haven't come to his defence.
Come to his defence?
Yeah, he's been having a bit of an hard time in the press, and they feel that the club, at least at this point, should be doing more to get the truth out there.
What's the truth, Eric? That you turned a corner flag into an SMG?
An SMG?
Submachine gun. I used to be obsessed with Call of Duty.
Right, OK. No, so the truth about his family...
Eric, I don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about.
You know what I'm going to say. His family home was attacked by gunmen 10 years ago in Cameroon, yes. Does no one tell you this kind of...
Shit.
Yeah, shit. It happened in April, so that's how he celebrates every April.
Shit.
So can you put this out there? Because we need some damage control here. He's getting death threats through the door.
Okay, Eric, look, I'll call you back and we'll sort something out. slightly dated reference there, Alex, but okay.
What do you want?
Alex, this Amadou thing, it turns out...
Yeah, he does it because his family. Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, Patrick told me.
Patrick knows?
Yeah, Woody told him.
Woody knows?
Woody knows everything.
Yeah, apart from basic manners and personal hygiene.
How come you found out?
Willie's agent just called me. Why is no one telling me?
I think you better speak to Patrick.
Right, I'm coming to find you.
Why?
Because I'm looking to get my second written warning from HR for physical violence in the workplace.
Just call Patrick. It's not my problem.
It is about to be.
He's in meeting room two.
Who is?
Patrick.
He's suspended.
He's been using it as an office for the last, 2 days?
Right.
And I said, I'm a do. More like I'm a don't.
Oh, God.
Oh. You shitbag.
Oh, crap.
Come here. Stop.
No.
Oh, my God. Stop running around the table.
Chasing me, Jess.
You fucking piss donkey.
Piss donkey?
You bullshitting, backstabbing piss donkey. Get over here.
No. No.
Why the fuck not?
No, because you'll hurt me.
You are right about that.
Does anybody want a tea? I'm going to do a tea.
HR have given you a written warning about
that. You're trying to fuck me over.
What?
Don't lie to me.
Jess, I don't know what I'm lying about.
Why is no one telling me what's going on with Willie Amadou?
For fuck's sake, will you stop
Jess,
chasing
me? Jess, no one's sugar at you. And Patrick,
what did you want for Alex?
No sugar.
My job. Did you offer my fucking job, Patrick?
Hey, that's my iPad. Okay, that's not Ashwood's. That's actually mine. From home.
So. Yeah, you want some.
No, I do not want some.
Because, in the words of the Worldstone Raider, if you want some, I'll give it you.
You got no
This isn't good for my heart, you
What
know.
The fuck have you been doing at the club? You're supposed to be suspended.
Seriously, guys,
all right,
Tina.
All right. Okay, just let's calm down, yeah?
Yeah, well, you better explain yourself quickly, or this is going out the window.
Oh, whoa, give it back. Give it back.
No.
Jess, give me my phone.
No.
Jess, give me my phone back.
No, explain yourself.
Okay, look. It's another trick on Gary.
Why wasn't I included and Alex was?
Well, because I didn't want to get you fired.
Liar.
No, he's right.
How would I get fired? Coming from the suspended chairman and the man that diagnosed himself with don't-give-a-fuck-itis.
Gary wants to fire you.
What?
Well, don't look at me. I don't know how things work around here anymore.
Alex told me. Said we needed to get Gary out before the inevitable.
Inevitable being?
Being him giving you the chop.
Why?
Thinks you're conspiring against him.
Well, that's a bit presumptuous.
Yeah, also happens to be correct.
It happens to be, yes, but it doesn't make it any more acceptable what he's trying to do.
That's why I smuggled this fella into the building.
Hello.
He's trying to save you.
I can save myself, thank you. I've actually got a shit ton of work to do.
Okay, I organise the BBC appearance.
Gary will talk his way out of this, Patrick, so I don't see this dastardly plan of yours.
Well, we're going to have Willie tweet about his family whilst Gary's on air.
What's Gary going to say?
Okay, so the plan is that he's going to condemn Amadou's actions, you know, talk up his little sensitivity classes and his attempts to fix the
club.
And
in the meantime, you blow up Gary's career with a tweet about Amadou's family whilst he's slagging the guy off on national TV.
Yeah.
So if this fails...
Jess, how can it fail?
I don't know, Patrick. How about after the Newcastle game, he's still here when you promised that would be it for him? How about when you said you'll save the day and change the tactics and that'll be the end of him?
Look, these are all strikes against his name. I just need the final strike out. Is that what they call that?
And what if it isn't? Who gets the blame? Someone on my team?
Well, maybe.
Because it won't be you and it won't be the fucking Loch Ness mobster over here.
No, I have connections to the mob. That doesn't make me a mobster.
Jess, trust me.
Ugh. Aren't you sick of all of these childish games, Patrick?
No, not really. Woody?
Nope.
Jess?
See,
that's the spirit, all right? This is the final blow for Gary Briggs. It is time to free Willie.
Jess, can you grab us a cup of tea?
Did you sign Willie Amadou?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did. God knows what he'd been smoking when he went to that Feyenoord game, but he came back with Big Willie.
Typical. So this is also a pride thing?
Yeah, always. All right, look, Gary can touch my office stationery, yeah? He can touch my Nespresso machine. He can even touch my parking space. Okay, but the one thing he can't touch is my Willy.
Patrick.
Pal, come on.
What? I signed him. My fucking Willy, you know? If he's got something to say about my Willy, then let's hear it, yeah? On national TV.
Is that what the licence peer gets, is it?
Yeah. The big clash. My Willy versus Gary's big fucking mouth.
Patrick, for fuck's sake.
What?
I'm getting a fucking cup of tea. You got issues, pal.
What?
You know what?
He is my Willy.
Just stop. Stop saying my Willy.
Yeah, but it...
I know. You signed him, but let's just go back to giving him his full name, okay?
shows exactly what Willy Abadou did. We'll let people draw their own conclusions as the player is yet to respond, and therefore we shouldn't cast judgment just yet. But you say, Mr. Briggs, that Willy Abadou has actually fundamentally undermined the club itself.
Look, it's not my place to comment on him as a player, but as a representative of this establishment, yes, he's let us down. He needs to realise that, and he needs to book his ideas up.
Apologies, Mr. Briggs, we've just had a look at this story from Willy Amadou just now. 10 years on, how gunmen invaded my family home, and how I survived.
I'm not familiar with that. If that's something that came out earlier...
Yeah, but that's because it's tweeted by him just now.
Now, you say... Wonders of
modern tech.
I didn't know that, you say.
Look, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Mr. Briggs, but did you not think to check with the representative of the establishment, in this case Mr. Amadou, before condemning his actions?
Obviously the landscape has changed slightly, but his actions are still reprehensible.
Reprehensible. Commemorating his survival of a traumatic experience by ridiculing the gunman. I can't see how Mr. Amadou's actions are anything less than utterly, utterly admirable. Would you agree, Mr. Briggs?
No. Yes. I know.
Then are you willing to reconsider your comments against him?
Look, I've got a lot on my plate, and in my position, you know, with this sort of thing, you see, with great power comes great responsibility, and I have to make a number of judgment calls that go kind of, you know, above my,
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.